I'll tell you later on after this, because I will lose the context of the absolute and the avatar. Yeah.
Now you want absolute?
Yeah, of course. Let him know what absolute is.
All right. This is a definition of God absolute. It was given by a man named Halaj, who was a perfect master. Some may know of him as Mansur, but it's the same person.
Who was lynched. That was
He was put on the scaffolding and gibbeted, however you pronounce it. Every limb of his body.
And his blood dripped.
That's right.
I am
that's
God.
The story. Yeah. Hit on the Tigris River. Said, I am God. For saying I am God. That's why he was killed. Because that was considered heresy.
Adi would like it.
Okay. Before does not...
This is the definition of God the Absolute.
Before does not outstrip him. After does not interrupt him. Of does not vie with him for precedence. From does not accord with him. In does not inhabit him. When does not stop him. Over does not overshadow him. Opposite does not face him. With does not press him. Behind does not take hold of him. Before does not limit him. Previous does not display him. After does not cause him to pass away. All does not unite him. Is does not bring him to being. Is not does not deprive him of being. Concealment does not veil him. His pre-existence preceded time. His being preceded non-being. His eternity preceded limit. If thou sayest when, his existence has outstripped time. If thou sayest he, H and E are his creation. If thou sayest how, his essence is veiled from description. If thou sayest where, his being preceded space. If thou sayest before, before is after him. Other than he, no one can be qualified by two opposite qualities at one time. And yet with him, they do not create opposition. He is outward and inward, near and far. He acts without contact, instructs without meeting, guides without pointing. Desires do not conflict with him. Thoughts do not mingle with him. His essence is without qualification, his action without effort.
That's what the Absolute is. Unapproachable, inconceivable. Now, how to approach, how to conceive? So here's the solution.
Alright.
Yeah.
So now this is his definition of the God-man.
The same person, of the God-man, means the avatar.
Yeah.
God
same.
In human form.
This is Halaj again. Glory to God, who revealed in his humanity the secret of his radiant divinity, and then appeared to his creatures visibly in the shape of one who eats and drinks, so that his creatures could perceive him as in the flicker of an eyelid.
Just flicker of an eye. He makes the unapproachable approachable. Conceive that which is unimaginable. That's what he is. And through his infinite compassion, time and again he comes in our midst. We have him, and then he passes out of our grip and our midst, just leaving behind the memories, yeah, so that we can love him. Our heart yearns for him, longs for him again. That's how it is. What is most important is love. Even when he comes in our midst, his being is there so that human heart can love something that is lovable, that is to be loved. And that love is an intense burning. There's suffering in that love, not happiness. So who would want to have that suffering? That's the trouble. Because we all want happiness, but little do we know that happiness passes by, misery again overtakes us. But this burning and this suffering brings us bliss, our true nature, that is infinite bliss, which is not relative, not comparable, nothing else. It stands on its own. And we are all heading towards that. What our true nature is, infinite bliss. That's why people in the world are seeking happiness, you see, forgetting that, well, happiness and misery go hand in hand. So he comes in our midst to bring up out an awakening. That's not happiness. Why do you go after happiness? Just love me and you'll get what you want, the bliss. So that's how it is.
Let me ask another question if I may. When you say just love me, when Baba says just love me, now that he's out of his body,
yeah,
the only contact with him that we have is within.
Yeah. That's loving is from within. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So how do you love and obey Baba then? I mean, you listen to it within. Is that correct?
Yeah, what you say is correct. And it has happened in the presence of Baba while he was physically present too. Uh-huh. What happened was, there was one occasion when he would be giving audience, we call it darshan. You know what the meaning of darshan is?
Yes.
Just to be in his presence, to have a glimpse of him, his being. Mm-hmm. And that's enough. So, tens of thousands of people are there at a place in India. And he's seated there, people come and pass by and all that, and he gives out little sayings and little messages and all that sort of thing. And the refrain of the message is that I am the same ancient one, come once again in your midst. I bring the same ancient message, love me. And after a little pause, love me because I am God in human form. And he used to go on from one place to another. That was the refrain of the message. After he introduced himself as to who he is, formerly he was known as Mehrwan, you know that. Then Mehrwan Sheikh, and some big elder Mehrwan, and so forth and so on. Then came Mehr Baba, and then this, and then Divine Majesty, and Sadguru, and Perfect Master, and all that sort of thing that we could conceive of him as that. But one fine day he himself introduced to humanity that I am the same ancient one, come in your midst once again. And then he started letting people know about it. So when at one time, when there was that multitude of people there, somebody stood up there and said, Baba, you tell us to love you, how to love you? He was present at that time. So Baba says, you are a married man now? He said, yes, Baba. So how did you, how you happen to love your wife? I saw her and fell in love with her. Then he tells them, well, if you could see a human being and fall in love with him, so see me as I really am and fall in love with me, then you will be able to love me. I am not this what you see. See me as I really am, then you will fall in love with me. But Baba does not let go there, because he is so compassionate, because the yearning was so great from that young man. Says, when you saw your wife and you fell in love with her, what happened? Well, I was eager to have her, possess her, try to please her before that, and I would think of her, remember her and all that sort of thing. That's true. That's the way of the world, Baba says. In the world, when you see somebody and fall in love, then you always remember the person, isn't it? Try to please the person, try to do something, offer something, offer yourself and all that. That's right. That's the way of the world. But way of my world is something different. In my world, before you see me as I really am, remembrance precedes. You have to remember me. Remember me night and day, by hook or crook. Do something. Now see, oh, you are here. You are seeing me, isn't it? Now I'll go away from here after a day or so. Then you'll just remember me. That I was here, I told you this, that, and all that sort of thing. The place was there, so many people were there. All this, you'll remember. Anything and everything will make you remind you of this present visit of mine. So that you can remember through all these paraphernalia that is there. Remember me. Indirectly or directly. So what happens is this, Baba, then he gave a full discourse on how to love him, even when he is not here. And what he said was this, that it begins with you. Now, here in my world, you have to begin with remembering me. Take my name, remember me. Make it a point to remember me, have posters, have pictures, set your timepiece, or clocks, or watch, let the alarm ring to remind you of me, get different varieties of reminders to remember me. Anything and everything that you go across or come across, anything that should remind you of me. But it is not possible. So you have some mechanism to remind you of me. Photos are there, posters are there. You can even put pictures of mine in your laboratory to remember me. Yeah, that's what he said, mind you. I'm not giving you like that. Have you at the bedstead, in your drawing room, anywhere and everywhere that will remind you of me. Because that's very essential, to get reminders to remember me. So that's how it is. So remember me more and more. Then what happens? Human mind is such that it cannot be appeased with some little direction that is there. Mind, nature of mind is such that it wants more. So what happens is now with that person who is striving to remember me through reminders, the mind starts saying, well, I've got so many reminders, I'm remembering him and all that sort of thing. But these are all mechanical things. Is there anything substantial to remember him? So his mind leads him to find out what are the messages he has given, what's the literature on him, what words he has used. So he goes in search in libraries and contacts people and all that to get some literature to find out ways and means to remind him through his messages. So he reads all this. He's happy that while reading, reminders are there to remember him. These are reminders, but they are more substantial reminders than the concrete reminders of pictures and posters. So he remembers me. It's good to remember me. Remember time and again. And he has read all this, and then he, through his readings, he finds that he has traveled all over the world. He went for the mass to contact these God-intoxicated people. He went for the poor programs. And he went here, he went there. And his, now, a little chink has opened in his heart. Mechanical reminder was there. Now there is a reminder, more forceful remembrance is there. So the heart opens a little bit and feelings pour out. This is how good it will be if I were to pay visit to these places and find out where he had been. I know now where he had been. What are the places there? So, while he is on his pilgrimage, you may call it, he didn't use the word pilgrimage, while he is there trying to go to the places where I have been, his mind gets, it would be a good idea if I were to contact some people who had been with him, who had lived with him, or who had seen him, or who had heard of him. It would be a nice reminder to remember him, you know. So that's how he goes out to different places in search of one. The places say, oh, this is the place, yeah, it's described like that. That's how it is. My, how hot it is in this place. In summertime he had been, all these are reminders to remember him. But now with feelings. Feelings are oozing out of his heart. It's not just mental reminders to remember. It's an admixture of mind and heart. So that's how it is. So he goes and contacts, tries to search out people who were with him, who lived with him. Did you hear of him? I was with him. Oh, you were with him? How did you find him? So he goes on describing, and he tells him, his heart is filled with joy. It was like that. So, yeah. So the remembering him is more forceful now. He goes to another place. Yeah, I'd been there. There were people there, and in short, he goes on. Baba takes great pains to describe in that multitude. There's some one single person who stands up and says, "How to love you?" Now just see what happens. So then, this man is gathering all the information. And he's remembering me. And he's happy and joyous to remember me. Formerly it was mechanical. Now he gains little joy, has real joy to remember me now through all these things. So he wanders all over the places. He's urged to go to different places to gather more and more information to remember him and all that. And has gone to all the places. And he comes back to his own town, filled with the remembrance and memories of the Lord, of me, myself. And he sits there and remembers me. Now, remember, Baba says, that those reminders that first initiated remembrance, now the reminders are quite different. They have tickled the heart. They are there. So he sits and he now begins to remember me through glorifying me. He looks out there and says, what a creation he has created. How it is. What colors are mingling there. My God, there's not only just green, but there are shades of green. What a creator he could be. Is that same absolute one who has come in our midst like that? No, it's red rose, but it's not just red. There's pink and red and shade of red and shade of pink. What a creator. And then he finds himself seated. How wonderful it is that he has created this gravity that I could sit at one place and remember. All these are his examples, mind you, I'm giving you. I'm not inventing them. I'm bringing back the memories. So, what creation is that, that he allows us to sit at one place? He allows us to wander on the earth also. And I can sit at one place and think of him, remember him and all that. So what happens is, a stage has come, Baba says now, in this man who is trying to remember me with all his heart now and mind. Mind has now retreated. Heart has come forward. Mind is at rest, so heart is at work now. And he begins to glorify. The man begins to glorify me. And a certain stage comes in while he is there glorifying me. There is no thought, no words to glorify me. Now what is the third one? No thought, no word, and no feeling. Nothing. He's just dazed and aghast. Nothing comes out of him. No thoughts, no feeling, no words. It's just that. At that instant, my gift of love falls onto your lap. From where does it fall? He says, from the seventh heaven? There's no such thing as that. I don't bundle the gift of love in it. What is it? What does it mean that when I give you, to love me is my gift to you? What does it mean? At that instant, when he has no thought, no word, no feeling, but look, he's just aghast. He does not know. He has lost himself. What happens is, he sees me as I really am. That's the first time he sees me as I really am. And he says, you have no idea when you see me as I really am. None in creation can resist loving me. None. You're fire. Yeah. But still, the seer and the seen are there. So you want to love him more and more. You have seen me now. Just as you saw your wife, your woman, and you fell in love with her. And you want to love, and you want to do everything, you want to give up your everything. So likewise, now you have seen me as I really am. And you want to do anything, everything, want to give yourself up and all. You want to love me more and more to please me. So the more you love me, you feel you are loving me less. The more you love, you want to love more, you are deriving charm and bliss out of loving me. And your heart is on fire now. So you as a lover are loving the beloved. But unfortunately what happened, this is how he said, unfortunately what happened, an accident takes place. At the height of the lover, well, enjoys, whatever the word is, loving me, an accident takes place. What is the accident? He says the lover was loving the beloved. Now the beloved has fallen in love with the lover. So the lover has become the beloved and the beloved has become the lover. And that is known as the union. That's the end of it all. That's the accident. The charm, the joy of loving is lost. And the whole creation is based on just that charm, that love. That is lost. It's an accident. When the beloved falls in love with the lover, the beloved becomes the lover. The lover becomes the beloved of the beloved. That's the accident. What can I do? That's how it works. Do you follow this? Yeah. And then he has said about, it all, not at that time, later years, after I pass away, what's going to happen? You all will be longing to have me back. When I was in your midst, you took me for granted. Yeah, and we did, there's no doubt about it. Now you all remind us about Meher Baba. At the time when we were living with him, we took him for granted. Yeah, it will be so. But people after I pass away would want to come here, want to love me. They would want to see at every place, you see where I had been and what happened and this and that. Why would they want? Why is it? And what would they gain by it? So he gave a good figure. He was very humorous also. You know that. Have you heard of his humor? Yeah. So he said, you know, I surpass being a desperado, a criminal, and all that. I am the criminal of the first waters. I have stolen the... I am the stealer of hearts. And the hearts that have been stolen, you see, they are in search of the stealer. And what happens when a theft is committed? He's asking us. What's the present remedy? What do they do? So well, the police is called to find out the criminal, you see. But the police cannot do so. So they bring their hounds there. Oh, they bring their hounds versus. Then what do they do? So, well, make them sniff where the crime has been committed. Has he left any mark or anything like that? So that the hounds can sniff and then take the guards or policemen, you know, to find the place where, find the criminal. So these places where I have been, where the crime has been committed, is the place where the scent is most. And the hounds that will come trying to find me, you are the hounds, they will sniff and they'll find the places and they'll then go in search of the criminal, and they'll find it. So the scent is more powerful at the place where my samadhi is, my tomb is. That is the place that the body rests there, that housed reality. This is the place where I sat, where I had been, where I had lived. The scent is here. Scent is at Mortali, scent is at Avatar's abode, scent is there, here, there, all the places that I visited, there are faint scents. And then Baba says, you know what happens? He is so practical, so human, you have no idea. He says, you know when the hounds, you know, suppose while in their search, what happens? The hound has taken the sniff. And leading the police constable there, you see, to the place where the crime, where the criminal is walking, passing by. And suppose if the rain falls there, or what happens then? The scent is lost. So what happens? Well, they go helter-skelter, they don't know. So the police bring them back, sniff at the spot, and then again they start. So likewise, you have to come again and again when you lose the scent. You follow the figure
I Baba say that what you see when he was in his body, he said, what you're looking at is not me.
Yeah, it's my court.
And right. Then he say that he was the innermost being in each of us.
Yeah, yeah.
So isn't that where we're to find him now?
Yeah. Find him within yourself. Yeah. But how will you find him? By loving him. First remembering and then loving. And that love you'll get by his gift. His gift.
Also, how would you recognize him in yourself if you don't have the scent from here to know in you where to find him?
I would ask, how is that scent any different from the scent of Jesus or the scent of Muhammad?
It's the same.
It's no difference, right?
No difference. No difference. Mm. Go anywhere you want. He is the same one.